Lesson 121. Sam, tell us about Lesson 121.
Well, Lesson 121 is one of the more interesting lessons in our entire program. You know, there are many words in English that come to us through Latin. Latin, as you know, was the language of the ancient Romans who conquered England and imposed the Latin alphabet on the people who lived there. Mm-hmm. And so the spellings of these words reflect their Latin origin, but they were anglicized in their pronunciation. And by anglicized, I mean that these foreign words were made to sound more like English words. And that's why we have these spellings in our present pronunciations.
The sound is SH, the sh sound, but the spellings are so varied. I didn't realize that all of these different spellings actually stood for the sh sound.
Yes, exactly. And you could see the variety of spellings, but most of these words are pretty common words.
All right, well, let's see as we Americanize them with our our pronunciations to see how well we do here. Well, as we can see in the first grouping, the sh sound is spelt T-I. Let's read these two columns. Nation, station, ration, lotion, motion, notion, patient, patience, action, fraction, traction. Now, if there's a word in here that you're not familiar with, look it up in the dictionary, because now is an excellent time to really expand your vocabulary, as well as writing those words will affirm the spelling, and that'll help you memorize the spelling. Now, the sh sound, when it is spelled S-S-I or C-I, and even C-E. Fission, mission, admission, session. Now the C-I spelling. Racial, facial, special, crucial, musician, and with the C-E spelling, it's ocean. Again, stop the tape. Read them over again, or rewind the tape and listen to the pronunciation as you become more familiar with these words. Moving on, the sh sound, as it is spelled C-I and S-C-I, as well as X-I. The words are atrocious, ferocious, conscious, conscience, obnoxious. And those will be excellent words for you to look up in the dictionary. And in this grouping, the sh is spelt S-U and S-S-U. The words are sure, ensure, assure, fissure, issue, and tissue. Sam, what would be the British pronunciation of the last two words?
Well, in England, they would say issue and tissue, a little different from our issue and tissue.
Well, that's, I guess, where we have Americanized.
Yeah, we have Americanized something that was anglicized from the Roman.
That was really Latin.
Yeah, from the Latin.
No wonder we have such interesting words and interesting spellings.
Exactly.
Sam, let's pause just a moment before we continue Lesson 121. Would you explain here the ZH, zh sound for us?
Yeah, this is a sound in English, zh, for which we have no symbol. We have no letters to stand for it. We have digraphs to stand for sh and ch. But we don't have any for this zh sound. So the ZH represents that particular sound. But that sound exists in English in such words as fusion, confusion, etc. Why don't you read these words, Helen?
All right, before I do, so what you meant by we don't have a digraph for that is that we do not have two letters standing together that would represent that sound.
Or even one letter that represent that sound.
The zh sound. All right, well, let's recognize the zh sound as it is spelled S-I and S-U. the words in these columns are fusion, confusion, illusion, intrusion, measure, pleasure, treasure, and leisure. And the next sound, Sam?
The ch sound. We do have a digraph for that, the ch, the ch. And that can be spelled T-U and T-I. And we have a digraph to stand for ch.
Right.
In English, just as we have one for sh. The only one we don't have is for the zh. That doesn't exist in English, but the ch does exist, and in this set of words, it's spelled T-U and T-I, and as I said, these words are of Latin origin, and that's why we have this particular spelling.
Okay, again, the sound is ch. And we read the first grouping, capture, fracture, gesture, picture. And now the ch sound when it is spelled T-I. The words are question, digestion, indigestion, and suggestion. Let's read the sentences in Lesson 121 together. The ocean can be very ferocious. Ralph is a musician and won a special prize at the fair. Jeff went to the train station to pick up Kate. Did you see Gail's picture on the table? Betty had a crucial question for the teacher. Thank you for being so patient, said Dad. Mom bought a box of facial tissues. She phoned the pharmacy for special lotion. Didn't you think that motion picture was obnoxious? It sure was a pleasure to see Grandma and Grandpa this weekend. Grandma brought an album of photographs from Phoenix, which we will treasure. Dad will measure the wood to a fraction of an inch. The doctor's suggestion cleared Philip's confusion about his indigestion.